At least 20% of the federal dollars a school district or charter school receives must go toward addressing learning loss during the pandemic, such as offering summer school. These one-time funds can also be used to reimburse certain expenses related to the pandemic through fall 2024, like improving air circulation systems. This stimulus is for traditional public school districts, charter and virtual schools, and adult high schools. Indianapolis Public Schools is set to receive the most of any district in the state at $136 million. Indiana's non-public schools are expected to receive $78 million later this spring. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.